Your mind has been wandering around all morning. Give it a place to rest. Give it a place to settle down. Work with the breath. Make the breath a comfortable place to stay, because if the breath is not comfortable, you're going to wander off again. We're fortunate that we have the teachings of the Buddha to show us the best ways to wander, best places to go, the best places to try to stay. A lot of people either have no map at all or bad maps, thinking that they can get ahead in life by being stingy, by being unvirtuous, not having goodwill for anybody, just looking out for themselves. And looking out for themselves in an unskillful way. As John Sawat pointed out, the Buddha does teach us to look out for ourselves, but wisely, realizing that if our happiness depends on the suffering of other people, it's not going to last. So we do have to take the well-being of other people into consideration. But that's part of our looking after ourselves, making sure that we go in the right direction. As the Buddha said, one of the blessings of life is when your mind is rightly directed. So ask yourself where you're going. For the time being, you can stay at rest here in concentration. And resting in concentration gives you the strength to step back a bit, look around at what you've been doing, asking yourself if the results are satisfactory or if they're not. And if they're not satisfactory, you can have some ideas what to do. So take advantage of this opportunity to rest. Look around. Because for most of us, the wandering on is, as one person once says, bumbling on. Just keep making mistakes as we go around. Running into things, not knowing what way is the right way, what way is the wrong way. Learning our lessons sometimes and not learning lessons other times. So it's fortunate we have this map, the path out, the Noble Eightfold Path that has virtue, concentration, and discernment as its main divisions. And it shows us that the big problem in life is the suffering we're causing ourselves, and we don't have to look anywhere else, because this wandering on, when you talk about samsara, people usually think of it as a place, but it's actually something we do. We wander. But here's a path that gets us out, so we don't have to keep wandering around. So take advantage of the fact that we have this path. Take advantage of the fact that part of the path is this ability to rest the mind, give it a good solid foundation. So if we've lost our bearings, we can get our bearings back and keep ourselves rightly directed.